AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On day 28 of the partial government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a trip to Afghanistan on a commercial flight is off. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Pelosi is blaming President Trump.
It's the latest bit of brinksmanship between the two parties' leaders amid the ongoing government shutdown. Yesterday, the president canceled the military plane that was to take Pelosi and other lawmakers to the war zone, suggesting she fly commercial instead. That's what Pelosi intended to do, and then said the White House risked the security of all involved by leaking it.
Very irresponsible on the part of the president.
The White House denies leaking anything that would cause a security risk.
It is outrageous that she would accuse the president of the United States of putting any life in jeopardy.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president wants Pelosi to stay here to negotiate reopening the government. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rudy Giuliani denies it. A BuzzFeed report says President Trump directed his then-personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress in 2017. This is White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that the president's outside counsel addressed this best and said in a statement earlier today that's categorically false.
Democrats are vowing to investigate. Mark Warner is the ranking Democrat on the Senate committee looking into Russia.
We'll have to ask Mr. Cohen that, but it sure as heck explains why Michael Cohen lied in earlier testimony to our committee, and one of the reasons why he's being sentenced on a going forward basis.
The White House says President Trump will hold a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un late next month. The Border Patrol says it arrested a group of 376 Central Americans in southwest Arizona, the vast majority of them families who used short holes dug under a barrier to cross the border. The Dow gained 336 points. This is AP Radio News. Severe weather is moving into the Midwest. It's snowing in Chicago, and the storm system is moving east. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is telling people in his state not to worry about the snow.
It's the perfect weekend to do three things: stay home, spend time with your family, or read a good book.
Parts of the Midwest could get close to a foot of snow. A foot and a half is expected in parts of New England. Bitterly cold air is expected in the storm's aftermath. Wendy Williams is taking an extended break from her TV talk show. Her family wrote in a statement, Williams has suffered complications from Graves' disease in the past few days. Wendy Williams has talked about her health problems in the past.
My thyroid, my hyperthyroid, is attached also to Graves' disease. Graves' disease squeezes the muscles behind your eyeballs.
Williams' family says treatment will include significant time in the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.